Hello, this is Carl Sabatino, froggy voice and all, once again. Roland, you know.
I know a lot of things. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I was sitting down with an old friend who I haven't seen for many years. And he and I had talked some years ago about writing a book. And the book was A Conversation Between Friends.
That was the title?
That was going to be the title. Until I got involved in some other projects that I'm sure you're well aware of. It's been put off to the side. But A Conversation Between Friends. There isn't much of that going on much any longer. You and I, as friends, we always have, as most of our listeners know now, we have our pre-production lunch and our meeting, and we carry on in a wide range of topics. Conversation with friends is those conversations that you have with people that we talked about in an earlier segment of things that affect your life. Conversations with your friends are always with you. They are this sort of like the hum in life. It's sort of like the background noise, if you will, that's always there. And it's almost like listening to Mozart. You can hear Mozart way in the back, and it's that calming music that just wafts through your ears.
In many ways, it's the gestalt of love.
Thank you. Okay, well put.
But let me add something else. Today, with our current technology, the way people seem to communicate, which is with their thumbs over these electronic devices.
Which I abhor.
Well,
I do it. I have to. Because that's the only way I can respond to some of these people.
But see, that's not conversation.
No.
That's communication. Communication with friends is different from conversations with friends.
A conversation with friends is that place where you get to, where you have the intimacy of that communication and sometimes an emotional, sometimes a friendly, sometimes a laughable way, a fun way, but it's communicating. And sometimes you don't agree. And sometimes it could be a combative, if you will. Friends occasionally will have disagreements over things. But it's conversation. We're talking to each other. We're within breath shot of each other. And I miss that terribly. I miss it terribly. And I don't get much of it any longer. And when I bore some of the younger people that I know and I say, let's go have a cup of coffee or a drink. And I want to hear about them. I want to hear about their life experience, however young it may be, because we're in conversation. We're getting to know each other. And it's like pulling salt water taffy in the wintertime. It comes with great difficulty. Shall we text each other while we're sitting here? And I've seen that happen, by the way.
Oh, boy, so have I.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
People sitting across the way from you on a table and they're texting each other. Put the phone down and talk to the person. And they look at me.
Right. Well, you know, what would you call it? I guess there's an answer to that. And I think technology is also providing it. And that is this thing called Skype.
Yes.
And this thing called FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
Where you, with these new electronic devices, are able to see the person and talk to the person rather than type out a little message with characters.
And that just, it drives me to distraction. It really does. But we are in conversation with friends because you and I, we're in conversation here on our radio broadcast. I think it's wonderful.
Well, I don't think that the communication that we have would truly be appropriate to do it texting on any kind of broadcast air.
I don't know how we could possibly.
People have a sense of your personality.
Surely.
And my personality. They know that I like to tease you.
Yes.
And you do occasionally.
Of course.
And I like to be able to see if I can throw you occasionally. And I don't mean physically.
And you do it easily, I might add.
Not easily. But it's just the way friends do.
That's correct.
I don't think we could do this broadcast without being friends.
Correct.
I mean, if I didn't like you, either one of us would be
this
here.
This would be tough. Well, we are friends, and it is a conversation between friends, and it is Smith Sabatino. We're back.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Have you ever looked back on your career and thought, I should have? I should have accepted that promotion or jumped at that new opportunity.
Priscilla Klayman at Career Strategy says dwelling on what you should have done is destructive. Anger and resentment build up and you quit trying.
She says the right approach is to replace the should haves with what ifs.
Take one of your regrets, like I should have taken that promotion, and come up with as many what if questions as you can.
What if passing on that promotion is giving me the extra time to pursue my passion?
What if I share my regret with my boss to let her know I'm up for a new challenge?
Explore your what-ifs for ideas to act on. That exploration will reinvigorate you and set you on a better path. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
A killer thriller about the news and its thirst for blood. It's Nightcrawler's Jake Gyllenhaal that'll have you hooked. The Mink.
On November 14th, the wait is over. Frank and Lloyd are back and dumber than ever. Dumb and Dumber 2. Rated PG-13.
Think green. Harrison with you. Many of us still assume that going green means somehow we'll go broke. Quite the opposite. In fact, on a large scale, it can provide the very solution big cities seek, like Cleveland, for example. According to California social justice and environmental activist Van Jones, we could take hundreds of acres of long-vacant, litter-strewn inner-city land in so many of America's cities and actually put it to useful work. Take these massive plots of spray-painted wastelands and suddenly utilize them to grow vast amounts of food. Additionally, the hundreds of currently unemployed people formerly in jails and prisons could be put back to work to not only raise the crops, but distribute them, recycling not only land, but human resources for the benefit of many. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.